Are you looking to begin or advance your career? Crown, an innovative global leader in the material handling industry, has rewarding career opportunities in engineering, IT, sales and marketing, logistics, and more. At Crown, you will work with passionate people and be inspired by innovation. Make your move with a career at Crown by visiting crown.jobs to apply today. Crown is an equal opportunity, affirmative action employer. Minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with disabilities are encouraged to apply.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really help her practice discernment so that she can stay in your perfect will and be delivered from deceptions. Ask all these prayers, your Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly because he's the one that knows what's going to be coming your way. You just don't know. You can't prepare for judgment on your own strength. Only the Holy Spirit can, okay? Knowing that when the Father looks down, he needs to see his Son in you, okay? And when he sees his Son in you, you're going to be covered in that blood of the Lamb and sheltered, okay, from judgment. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. And you need to walk in him more perfectly. But understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy. And understand that you're going to need to be prepared for the spirit of Antichrist. It's going to persecute you when you are walking in the fullness of the Spirit. And so just going over scriptures that will help discern between the two, okay? So going back, this is, let's see here. We're going to pick it up at Matthew 25, verse 31, okay? It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, he shall sit upon it, the throne of his glory. This is a really simple, easy one if you struggle with prophecy and you feel like you don't understand it, because this one, he says it right here. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and sit, and all the holy angels with him, and he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. Okay? So he's talking about himself. He's coming back with the angels. Okay? And he's sitting on his throne. Okay? It says, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Okay? And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Okay. And then I'm going to just skip down to verse 42. This is where he judges the goats. Okay. The people who did not bear his fruit. This is verse 42. It says, for I was, he's speaking to them. Okay. This is Christ speaking to those. To the goats, the ones who, well, it says here, he explains it, verse 42, it says, for I was an hungered, and you gave me no meat, I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink, I was a stranger, and you took me not in, excuse me, naked, and ye clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not, then shall they answer and say to him, Lord, when saw we an hungered, and a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer, saying, verily I say unto you, as much as he did it not to one of the least of these, he did it unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Okay? So he's sitting there and on his throne, and he's judging. Okay? And, and what this looks like when you're walking in the Holy Spirit, okay, because once again, the Holy Spirit's going to be in line with these things, okay, is that if the Lord is judging someone and they are coming to you for help, okay, and I think I make this so clear, because so often I hear Christians that are sinful and selfish, and they use these scriptures to justify themselves. Don't do that. Don't do that, okay? Because they'll sit there and say, well, you've been judged, and I'm not going to help you, and I have a right not to help you because God has judged you. No, they're wrong, okay? In that case, their heart is not right with God, and they're misusing these scriptures, okay? And then they find themselves in the same situation because God did not tell them to turn their back on people, okay? I'm not talking about that, okay? I'm talking about the sister whose heart is low and humble and contrite and loves and really wants to help people really bad and hates seeing people suffer, okay? Those are the instruments, those are the vessels that the Lord usually uses in these situations, okay? And you hate it because you don't like seeing people go through hard times and you want to see them happy, okay? But they're coming to you for help and you are shining like a light and you are doing okay in these times of judgment, and the Holy Spirit's saying, no, don't, okay? You need to wait until they repent, okay? You need to wait until I tell you to go help them. You need to wait until I give you the green light, okay? I'm talking about those types of sisters who really are in a place of suffering because they don't like to see others suffer, and they want to see them happy. They want to see them okay. And but the Lord has judged them in this situation and has done it to for the salvation of their souls, okay, to bring them into repentance. And the Holy Spirit is giving you that red light. You need to recognize this, okay? And wait until he says, yes, go help them, yes, do whatever. And then at that point you can go, okay? But no sooner, because he's waiting for them to repent, okay? And some people, they have a hard time. They're very hard-headed, very proud, and it takes a lot to humble them, okay? So you need to be walking in the Spirit in these cases. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she truly humbles her heart and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and she's done, reads it again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Kroger, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in store. So you can save when you order during band practice or at the dog park or wherever. Start your cart with the Kroger app and save from wherever today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.